Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next batch of RPG commentaries. I am your host, the Marvelous Iggy. Joining me, I'm gonna let him introduce himself because I'm pretty sure he has something funny to say. Say whatever your name is.
I am the Dragon God, and we will learn why in this episode.
So here we are. We're actually doing, as I mentioned in our Dark Knight Rises commentary, we're doing our first animated picture and movie commentary, and this time it's gonna be one of Dragon's personal favorites. And not a personal favorite, but a one I remember dearly as a child, The Prince of Egypt.
Why not start our animated adventure with a story based off religion?
Yes. Obviously this is based off the Hebrew style of the Old Testament of the Hebrew of the coming of the of Moses and his basically a journey and ascension to becoming a man of God and leading the Hebrews to freedom from the from Egypt.
Also, the story where God doesn't take shit from nobody.
No. So if you're not a person who's into religion, you may want to tune on this one just because I'm naturally going to bring it up. Topher, I don't think he will, but I'm naturally going to bring it up just because it's of the context we're talking about. So just fair warning.
I'm not into religion and I like this movie.
Well,
I love this movie.
yeah, it's a great movie regardless, but
Also,
just
Jesus Christ Superstar.
yes, we should do one on that one eventually.
Yes, since it comes back on Netflix.
Yes. Or we just buy the movie. But either way, here we are. This is one of the oldest stories of all time, one of the more famous stories that even if you're not of Jewish or of a Christian heritage, you've heard this story in some fashion. So Dover, why do you like this movie so much without giving too much away? Even though if you know if you're watching listen to this, you've seen the story of Moses.
Well, it definitely shows a lot of characterization and evolution of those characters throughout the movie. And you can really feel the connections to those characters as it progresses. That's pretty much it. And the songs are pretty nice too.
Yes, that was the one thing. I think as a kid, I really didn't like musicals, but as I've gotten older, I've gone back and watched a lot of the Disney movies, and this is not Disney, this is DreamWorks. I really appreciate good vocalization, good rhythm, melodies. I've just have grown to love them more, and it's kind of cool. I see the art in them now versus my ignorance as a child.
Yeah, now you love Moulin Rouge.
I've never seen the movie, actually. I like animated musicals. I'm not a fan of live action. It all depends on the scene. I like Hairspray, though.
Have you never seen Moulin Rouge?
Because I don't. I never have.
It's a love story, and it's one of your favorite kind of things.
Whatever. By the way, this opening for animated cartoons kind of a little dank.
Dang.
I mean, it's there, and it's not like horrifically violent, but you're seeing all these hordes of people being whipped and forced to work in the obviously
You
intense
can
sun.
already see the oppression.
Yes, it's like I don't think you could do this if you this is a Disney movie. I think it work I think they can do this 'cause they're DreamWorks.
You think you could live in these kind of places?
No, hell no. I know I couldn't. I'm too spoiled by my current world living. I wonder is that actual a Hebrew not what is it called?
The Jews?
Not Jewish, but it's an actual language, Hebrew. I mean, she's switching out
Maybe.
between English and Hebrew, but
Where's Danny Sexbang when you need him?
I don't know.
Oh man.
Oh, that.
Oh, now we're getting graphic again.
Yeah, we are. I do like the. It's kind of hard to talk to this because I kind of just want to hear the songs.
Right?
They're just so. Like I always love it when it's like I love like when in certain Disney movies and movies like these where you get to have the one character like just solo it out. But I always was a bigger fan of like the ensemble group songs where it's like a whole group of people singing.
You mean like the theme song, or not the theme song, the introduction to Skyrim?
A little bit, yeah, like the chantings and like all the melodies, like it's all one big piece,
So good.
several pieces coming together make one. And this is obviously Moses' mother, who we don't really know much about other than that she was just a woman who was a slave to the Egyptians and she's letting her only son escape because they were killing the Jewish people, weren't they? Or some of them?
They were killing all the firstborns.
Because I'm guessing, if I remember the tale correctly, Pharaoh had been told that a boy from the Jews will rise and overthrow him, I believe.
Oh, it's Greek mythology all over again.
Well, I mean, What, like the father fears the son, so the or well, it's not
Cronus
necessarily.
Fears Zeus, so he just eats all of his babies.
I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but the idea is the same. You know, he basically fears losing power.
And then God of War Complex, where Zeus is just afraid of Kratos.
Yeah, she has a wonderful singing voice, by the way.
Yeah, she does. Also, within 10 minutes, this sets the tone.
Yeah, it does.
With a bunch of people killing babies.
Yes, you know what you're getting in for here. It's got, and it's always a little shocking to me because, growing up, like I understand cartoons can be done with anything now, but like, it's still a little shocking when you see something that's a little bit more violent and not cartoony violent and more like.
I want to stop you right there for a second. I want us to appreciate the artwork in all of these scenes here.
Yes, it's.
Because it looks so much better than any kind of cartoon or anything that's kind of shown nowadays.
It almost, you know,
it's just
like
one color for each space.
Yeah, it looks like the backgrounds in the water. It looks like they were watercolors. At least.
Oh yeah, they look like they were hand brushed.
Yeah, I mean look at the plants. Like they look like each day were tailor made to like specifications. It's really wonderful with the detail they did with this.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, we don't know anything about animation, so we can't give you hindsight on animation, but we know
we
when something looks good.
Know it looks good.
Yes. Like there's a famous somebody I know who said, you don't have to make movies to understand what makes a movie good. You know, anyone who says
that. Like, you don't have to sing well to know what a good sound seems like.
Exactly.
How did you think Simon Cowell got paid so much? Look at me, I have a weird ponytail on the side of my head.
Yeah, I don't understand what's up with that, but whatever.
Fashion?
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back, Ben. Let's shave our heads and just have a ponytail on the side of our heads.
Aww.
Let's bring it back. Hi, I'm going to be the destruction to your people.
I wonder, remind me, Dragon, do we ever know what happens to his sister? Does she show up later?
Why don't we watch and find out?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm assuming if they listen to this, they know. I just can't remember for some reason. So obviously, and funny enough, this is what Superman's based off of. At least what. It's either the Christ allegory or the Moses allegory when you come to Superman. I think it's the Superman one just because they find him in a rocket, baby thing, and they find him in a rocket. They find Moses in a little basket. Oh, and there it is. It starts already. It begins. I'm just gonna adopt this kid.
The competition begins already.
I'm just gonna adopt this kid. Well, I mean, that's what happens in every family. Whenever you get the new baby, and then the older one automatically, who was used to being alone, is now has to realize, well, shit, I have to share everything now.
It's funny you say that because my niece Molly is already jealous of an unborn child. Because I'm gonna be an uncle again soon.
Yeah, it's that primal instinct. Like, wait a minute, I'm not the cutest one anymore. My little sister didn't have to go through that. She was the baby. She will never have another one underneath her. So unless, and she did, and she's 15 now. So.
Jesus. Also, the parallels are going to be astounding
between
in this
us?
Movie. Yes. Because you're older, I'm younger.
Yeah. So we got a little time jump here, and God, you know what really doesn't get explored in popular media is Egyptian culture. Like, we get so much dick-sucking of Roman and Greek culture and Middle Eastern culture because of, you know, the topics are going on now, but rarely do you see any stuff. Like, there was a Moses movie live action with Christian Bale a couple months ago, but nobody wants to talk about that. Like, rarely do you get, like, a Egyptian story that's not based on something religion, you know? Or at least Judeo-Christian religion.
I think the last thing we might have seen from that kind of series or genre rather is the Mummy movies.
Yeah, but even then, that's just like that guy. You're right. That's about it. And even
it's
then,
about
the last
the Egyptian lore and the legends behind it.
Yes, and but the last
the
movie,
fiction legends.
But the last movie went to China, so there you go.
What kind of game was that?
Didn't you see the last movie? Jet Li was the Mummy.
Oh, I was talking about the weird damn chest. Like game they were playing on the movie. I own all three Mummy movies, dude.
Damn, he just called him out on his body image. That's fucked up, Moses. That is fucked up. I do love the kinetic energy of this chariot scene. It's pretty cool,
right? And again, everything looks so good.
It does look amazing.
You got the two assholes here.
I don't know who those assholes are, but I guess you're gonna tell us later.
Nah, well, you'll find out.
See, I don't think you could do this. I don't think this is realistic at all, but who cares?
That you would just skate across wooden planks?
That Moses and Ramsey... Oh.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Oh.
Got your nose.
That reminds me of Aladdin just because of that one gimmick where they knock off where the... You know what scene I'm talking about. I want to show
Look
you the
at
world.
The pseudo-CGI going on here.
It blends in perfectly.
Right?
Unlike some cartoons where it's like, oh, that's obviously CGI. We notice it now because we're paying attention to it, but like if you're in a movie, I don't think you notice that. And I know for some reason whenever I think of chariots, I always think Roman, just because
chariots.
Chariots. Even though I know the Greeks used them, and I know,
Oh shit!
You know, it's kind of a tone shift because you go from this oppressing dark opening to two brothers who are dicking around.
I want to point out something here. This movie was released back in 1998.
Yes.
And it looks so much better than most things put out today.
I think there's a timelessness if you do it right to hand-drawn animation. Like, there's nothing wrong with CGI, especially how good it's gotten lately, but there's something classic about drawing it.
I got my cane out, you little bastards. Someone's going to get a whipping.
And who is he's Ramses the First, right?
Is he? Probably.
What is his title? I know he's Pharaoh, but like I don't remember his name.
Look at my face over there. That's gonna be my legacy. What's gonna be yours, you little shit?
Do you think the Egyptians are the biggest egotisticals because they built like faces of themselves as gods?
I don't think they're doing it to show themselves as gods as much as trying to. Show
well,
their legacy. Just
some
have them
pharaohs
like...
believe they were connected to the sun god Ra. Depends on which pharaoh you're talking about. So it's not out of the way. So I'm the dick one with the blue, huh?
Yeah, you're Mr. Ponytail inside of your head.
Yeah.
Side ponytail.
Yeah, you're the one with chili ball haircut over there.
Hey, it's a wig, okay? I got a better haircut underneath this. I also have a sexier beard.
Yeah, you do. Damn. Ramses is getting chatted. Well, I mean, it's that old, you know, the older brother always takes the flack. You know, the oldest will always take the flack for no matter what the younger one does.
Because in the context of this, he's going to be the next heir, and he has to put up with
so much
more shit.
He has to lead by example, you know?
Yes.
Pressure's on him, which I can sympathize with that. That's a lot of pressure to hold on to you. And, of course, I'm going to be moody now. Look, he's frustrated. Well,
guilt tripped into doing this because it was my fault.
Yeah. Of course, Moses being the reasonable one, the one of compassion, versus the anger one that I am. Well, yeah, he has to be hard on him because he's going to be the prince of Egypt. Ha ha.
Ha ha, ha ha, ha.
Oh, is that foreshadowing? That's a line that's foreshadowing right there.
Right?
You will never understand the burden. Oh, yeah, he will. Damn.
It's also funny how, not funny, but how he just tells him that he's going to be responsible for destroying the family. With the chain and all that?
Yeah, which is like even, like, especially if you know the story, you know it's not, it's kind of true because as we get into it later, it's his own stubbornness that causes everything to fall down.
It's something that you should remember there, Ben.
Shut up. By the way, this little shot right here kind of reminds me of like Egyptian, like, paintings. Like you would see hieroglyphs. Like just
yes.
The way they had that shot, that was kind of cool.
One of them looks like a monocle. To the far left.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't see how this works because he's sewing a water bag.
What do you mean?
That thing he's doing with the needle and thread?
I see that.
That is a water bag that he's making there.
Maybe he's just he just needs to do something with his hands.
No, I don't understand how fabric can hold water like that.
And Moses is being a dick right now a little bit.
Look, all I'm doing is trolling you only slightly. And I'm really thirsty, so I'm just going to go ahead and pack this and take it with me.
That is a lot of punch.
What, you want one punch?
Yeah, but that's a lot of punch. Yeah, yeah, you are Moses. And Ramses, why? Oh, because he's standing there.
Yep.
Dick.
See what you did, Ben?
And then, of course, shenanigans ensue. Now you can blame Ramses.
Right? Oh, take that, you two assholes. Yep, that's us in a nutshell. And then been fucked up. Hey, stop messing with my wig. Stab it. Well, awkward. It's also kind of weird how Ramsay's just kind of stands there.
A little bit, yeah.
Like he has a rod shoved up his ass.
Man, they're really hammering the idea that, hey, look, Ramsay, you got no pressure, but you got to rule everything soon.
Right?
Ah.
Oh,
good guy,
I did
good guy Moses.
Cool guy Moses helping out his brother. How do they wash themselves so quickly after getting drenched in punch?
Magic. That, you know what they kind of remind me of? And it's funny because we're going to commentate over that movie next, but they kind of remind me of the snake and the fat goblin thing from Hercules. Like,
oh,
not,
you mean
not,
pain
not
and panic?
Panic and...
It's pain.
It's panic
pain
and pain.
And panic.
Yeah, I mean, just because one's fat and one's lanky, whoa.
Hey, how you doing?
Princess Leia all up in this bitch.
How you doing, camel guy?
Okay,
oh, shit.
This is really it. I always feel awkward when they do scenes like this. Oh.
Hey. How you doing?
That's really creepy. I mean, granted, you know, this is probably how things were. Women were, I mean, to some people to this day, women are just sexual objects.
Well, then. Damn, shots being fired here.
This is the 99 versus 1% right here. Well, technically 100 versus the nothing percent.
I don't know, she looks like she is a 1% with all that jewelry she's got on. Oh,
no.
Lady with a whip. This is getting sexual.
No, it's getting Indiana. I was going to say Indiana Jones. Troll Moses exists once again.
Look, I'm not humiliating anyone.
Oh,
I'm just...
and disappointed his parents. That's actually the worst feeling you could do. Yeah, it's one thing for your parents to be mad at you, but then when they say, I'm disappointed, that's when you just feel that gut punch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I just got a promotion.
All because of your brother. Because of me, rather.
Look, nepotism is just another way of being successful.
Said Frank Underwood, right?
Maybe.
Oh, I kind of feel bad for her. Damn. She comes back, right?
But after that, I think she's all wet.
That's horrible, and you should feel ashamed for yourself.
I should.
Whoa, this is some...
That hourglass figure, though.
That is really weird.
Unless that's
you know
supposed
I already
to
know
keep
this
her
trick.
Arms crossed. Hi, how you doing? Come here often?
Oh, look at some dogs that look like Anubis. That's really weird.
The Anubis dogs. God of death.
Yeah. No, I thought he was god of the underworld. Oh, she's escaping.
Yeah, same difference.
Not really. Because in Egyptian mythology, in Greek mythology, Thanatos is the god of death. But Hades just guards the underworld.
I thought Thanatos was a Greek thing.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying in Greek mythology. So,
oh.
You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know that much about...
Talking Egypt here, Ben! I'm trying to get a lady here. Get out of my way.
Yeah, we don't really, you know, that's one thing. This movie's making me want to read about Egyptian culture. I know a lot. I know enough, but it's been I wanted more and more about their it's just all an interesting world that this civil. I mean, the only reason they were able to survive is because they were right on the Nile River. You know.
Really.
That flow. Yeah, that's. I mean, if it was in the middle of the Sahara, further in the middle of North Africa, it wouldn't have survived.
They'd be so dead.
This massive empire, because the Nile's right there. It's such a, you know, which made it problematic when the Nile would dry up, or become unattainable.
I hate to see her go, but damn, do I like watching
her
go away.
This is mother. I think.
No.
It's not.
The sister.
Oh, okay. I just look kind of same hair.
The mother died when they were discovered.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I'm seeing things then. Is she fawning over him?
Oh yeah.
No. She'd be. Oh. By the way, if you don't know what flog is basically to be whipped. So yeah, that's a clever way to not say whipped. I mean, it. You know, what does flog mean?
Egypt did not like their peasant.
Well, neither did the Romans.
Yeah, but nobody cares about the Romans.
Yeah, everybody cares about the Romans. So many books about the Romans. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Don't touch me.
That beard, though.
Well.
I don't know how he keeps it so kept with no shaving materials.
By the way, for being Jewish, they have such white names. Aaron.
Right? And Miriam.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a Bible thing.
What kind of name is Moses? God. Well,
damn.
Oh, shit.
I like that this scene's kind of like gives that clandestine feeling by being in the shadows, you know?
Right.
Like it's like...
Oh, snap.
This is the first time we're hearing about the Alpha and the Omega.
Me?
Not you. Damn!
This is where the comparisons stop, because I am not this abusive.
Well, I mean, granted, you have to take in the fact of what he's grown up into, you know?
Yes. That song...
And so obviously she thinks, and of course we know, he's supposed to be the destined one to lead the Jews to freedom.
For some reason, I remember this song, despite only hearing it once when I was a baby.
Well, I don't think he heard it once. I think I think he heard it multiple times, and sometimes just a song just sticks with you, even at that young of an age. And you may not understand it, but it'll stick with you. Oh, the tears.
The facial expressions are real.
Such beautiful animation work right here.
And that's when I realized my sister was Pocahontas, and I just had to get the hell out of here.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Hey, how you doing? I'm an old man. I'm scared.
You can see the fear on these people. Like, he hasn't even done anything, but they know what he represents.
Yeah, animation is so good, you can just see all this fucking emotions on everybody.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he represents...
I mean, just look at the stone face over there.
Yeah. And you can see he represents all the power and the abuse and the, you know, everything that's wrong with their lives at this point.
And Moses is finally seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And then we realize what Moses actually wants.
It's interesting that it's this one song that sort of shifts, this one incident that sort of shifts him, this, like, wait a minute. I mean, you know, he's basically trying to convince himself, like, no, I'm not them, I'm here.
I'm not one of them. I can't do this kind of shit.
You know, I mean, do you think part of it's that, like, he's lived such a life of luxury that he can't possibly imagine living like
that? Look at that bed! The bed frame is more fucking Anubis dogs.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Is that ominous? I mean, that's kind of weird to have the God of Death.
Also, this is a really good song.
Yes, it is.
I wish we could have just watched it.
But we have
and
to,
not have to do a commentary.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All I ever wanted was a family. That's not a bunch of assholes that oppresses people.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
a better beard.
He couldn't have been blind to all that the entire time, you know?
Right?
He had to have known what they were doing.
He either had known and just ignored it, or he just never really noticed it until now when Miriam started singing that song.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're raised up into that kind of line of power.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a nightmare.
This is a nightmare?
Hey.
It's kind of freaky.
Get that motherfucker over there. Oh, shit.
By the way, that is like the worst battle armor I've ever seen. It's like just a skirt and a shield.
Hey, man, if people don't have arrows, fuck it.
Yeah. Wasn't that the downfall of the Egyptian people, like as a dominant empire, is that because arrows just fucked them over?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, hell.
Oh, snap.
As I'm assuming. And
by also, the way, without even actually asking the father or looking at the walls, he's having a dream about what happened in his past life.
Yeah.
Or in his past, rather.
Yeah, look, there's his mother, and there's him.
Whoa!
It's really cool to see, like, the 3D mixed with the 2D art. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this
it's masterfully done.
This is amazing. You know, it just, and also shows, like, just how cool Egyptian hieroglyphs are, just from the art standpoint.
No. Oh, Bises, get out of my life.
Well, she didn't like she wanted to.
Get out of my life. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Ra has forsaken me.
Nightmare.
And yes, what happened there was they took all the firstborns and fed them to crocodiles.
Yeah, which is, that's dark as fuck.
What's worse, just cutting them with their sickles or just feeding them
feeding
with crocodiles?
Because they're alive partially when they're being eaten by crocodiles. Like, the crocodile's not necessarily going to eat them in one bite, you know? Or, like, that's just horrifying. And again, it's so quick that if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it. But when you notice it, you realize it.
Hey, how you doing? I'm going to point over here. Oh. Also, fun fact, if you look closely while it's moving quickly, you can see the little wings on the children.
That's disturbing. But I mean, that's probably what would happen. But that's sort of disturbing that whoever the artist was had to put that on there.
You know? The amount of detail, though.
Unnecessary detail, but in this case...
Unnecessary, but details there.
Oh, now his father's justifying what he did.
I had to do it.
It's kind of interesting, again, that I guess he didn't know about this particular incident.
And even in this scene, his father looks like he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Like he had, like... They in this version they paint him as the benevolent dad who like I had no choice.
When he was benevolent as fuck.
Yeah. By the way, pharaohs have the best crowns.
But they were only slaves, Ben, so they don't matter.
Yeah. Basically.
What?
You know,
what?
Despite the, you know, it's like.
Oh, Bises.
Bye, Dad. Fuck you, Dad.
You don't know me.
Actually, he, you know. Contemplating everything.
Oh, and here's the understanding mother.
Yeah. So now he officially knows what he is. He is of Jewish birth. He is not tied to the Egyptians via blood.
Someday you will understand that you are our child.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, just because he's adopted doesn't mean, just because you're adopted doesn't mean, you know, you can't be treated as one of their own. Ah, when all else fails, blame the gods. Car broke down, blame the gods. Guy broke into your house, blame the gods.
Ben was being a dick, blame the gods.
Oh, she has a really beautiful voice.
Well, she's a mother.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
mothers.
Oh, that calming voice.
Oh, yeah. You're our child. We raised you.
I mean, it brings up the debate, well, what are you? Are you? Is it nature versus nurture? You know, like, are you who you are based on your environment, or are you based on what your heritage says you're supposed to be, you know? It's an interesting debate.
I think it's based off how you grow up to be.
Yeah. And they raised him. You know, despite being kind of a troll, a relatively brought-up kid.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's not trolly at all.
Oh, is he Pharaoh now?
No, he's building shit.
Okay, he's just wearing a nice hat.
He's just wearing a nice hat.
Look
at all the oppression.
Now he sees it all. Like now, it's like when you're in high school and you discover something for the first time, and now you can't unsee it everywhere.
Right.
You know? It's kind of like that. It's he's growing up in front of our eyes in a weird way. Despite that he should be, what, in his 20s at this point?
Yeah.
But then again, he probably lived a sheltered life anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You almost have to expect that he would start helping one of them carry the bags or something.
I think he does, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't.
No, like in some other things, I'm sure he does. In other media of Moses I've seen, I think he does, but I can't remember exactly.
Okay. Old man getting depressed.
Yeah. There's Miriam and Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are
a lot
statues.
Of people.
Nuba statues and there's a cat one on the right. No, is that Horus?
Probably.
I don't know.
Isn't Horus a eagle or bird thing?
Yeah, Horus is an eagle. Oh God, I really cringe when I see whipping in movies, like any kind of thing, either animated or real life. Otherwise,
says the person that can't stop watching Passion of the Christ.
I can stop watching. There's a reason why I don't watch that movie. Because of the fucking how brutal that movie is. See, he's stopping him.
Cool guy Moses.
Yeah.
But, and then he murdered a dude.
Did he? Oh. Yeah.
Bam.
This movie's dark. Which is, you know, appropriate.
It was your Lord and Savior.
And it's kind of interesting how the Jewish people are willing to turn on. Well, because he's Egyptian at this point, so.
Oh, God, what have I done?
I just helped one of you assholes. And this is how you repay me?
Well, he just murdered a dude at the same time.
True. But it's not like he murdered another Jew. Like, but I can understand why they're not supporting him, because they do, they're all going to die. And... I'm running away.
Bites. I'm already sick of this life.
Dude, calm down. You need to take a chill pill. How did that not hit him at all?
My question is, why did he need a chariot if Moses was only running and he was just a pace away?
Distance so hard to contract in movies. Maybe it was farther than we thought.
Look.
I'm going to use that line. I'm just going to tell that people. I'm the morning and the evening star from now on. I'm just going to say that more and more.
Because you are Ramses.
You don't understand me, bro.
You may forgive me, but I can't forgive myself.
Sort of like...
My life's a lie, man.
I guess Ramses doesn't know, right? He doesn't know.
I think he knew.
Now he knows. No, he definitely was, no, you're right. He does know, because he was like what, three or four?
He was at least the age of walking.
Yeah, so at least two or above to know. Maybe he doesn't know.
Come on, you're my brother. You're my brother.
It's kind of heartbreaking though, because they established their relationship so well, and to see them like Moses. Basically exile himself from Egypt. Interesting that Ramses doesn't chase after him.
Well, fuck it. Gotta add drama or something, I don't know.
Oh, boy. You know, this is always a nightmare scenario. One of the many nightmare scenarios for me in terms of being on Earth.
Also, extra details of showing all of the footprints and still the hand-brushed style.
Yes. Look at this. Just look at how they present sand. Like normally sand can be boring because there's not a lot to do, but this, the way they have the lines work, it just makes it look interesting to look at.
Oh, yeah.
It's so wonderful. I love the color palette, too.
It's also got to be such a pain to walk in all that hard earth.
So sand, it's coarse, it's hard. It gets everywhere.
Someday, Star Wars.
Yep. Maybe in time for Episode 7.
Gonna have another fucking marathon. We do so many marathons, Ben.
We've only done two, but we'll be taking a break after one more.
What do you mean, two? We've done all of Marvel.
Yeah, two, and all of Batman.
We're good.
Fuck this shoe!
Why did we think of using flip-flops? No.
That is a
the
nice
ring. Thing. It was the last thing my brother gave me.
Oh, he's going to keep it.
Fuck this wig, though.
Oh, there was a wig!
I told you it was a wig!
I don't believe you.
And the wig is immediately covered.
Symbolism?
Symbolism.
Yep. High five. Oh, that's terrifying.
And now the mummy's going to eat him.
Yeah. You know what? Whenever we do the mummy pot, recorded the mummy trilogy, I will say that sequence of the face coming out of the sandstorm is terrifying and gave me nightmares for at least a month as a kid.
It looks weird nowadays.
It does.
Nom 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 nom.
That's... Ow! Holy crap! Did you see that?
Yeah.
The freaking donkey bit out a chunk of his hair.
Donkey?
It's a camel. I mean, camel. Sorry, we're talking about a religious movie, and I think donkey immediately. Excuse me. Even though I know donkeys can't survive in this... By the way, is that God doing that? I'm assuming that's the Lord.
We got sheep. We got sheep.
How the hell are there sheep in the middle of the desert?
Oasis?
I don't think those things exist.
I've never
seen one.
Also, she just doesn't care.
It's a
hey,
ram.
How you doing? What are you doing? I also like how the camel bit out a big chunk of his hair, but he still has a lot of it left.
We got a nun-ass asshole over here. At first, I thought they were screaming at him.
Nope. They're screaming at the thieves. Hey.
Uh-oh.
What? Spank the ass.
That's basically a death sentence if you make your camel run away.
Who is this motherfucker? And... Pass out. Shit.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Quick, someone
get the lead singer of Sting.
We need
to get Bart Simpson out of the well.
I was going to make a grunge reference, but that works too.
Oh. She looks familiar.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, shit, there actually is someone out in there.
Yeah. I mean, come on, it's kind of a little... But you would think with the motion that they're doing it, they would understand. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, how you doing? Come here often?
Hey, don't let me go!
Oh, shit!
That's mean. Lucky that water in there is supposed to be deep. Swag. She's got that swag.
I also kind of wonder how she was able to recognize him without the getup and the wig.
Yeah, well, maybe it's his face.
He just has one of those faces?
Yeah, I do. Trust me, I cannot even begin to tell you how many times I've been told, are you from... Lady, I've never been to North Dakota. I don't know what you're talking about.
Moses getting his crack washed.
Uh-oh.
By a bunch of old women.
Yeah.
Here's the ensign.
He does dress nicely. Look at that. Look at that fucking robe.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he gets the trademark robe.
Well, then.
Jethro?
Yeah, Jethro. Never heard of Jethro?
What, are we in the South now?
Well, yes. We are actually in the South.
Are we in Southern Egypt? The Southern Kingdom?
Maybe.
Oh, that's adorable.
Hey, I want your wee-wee.
That's mean. Don't ever do that. And he's also sitting next to the pretty girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't understand,
tradition. I don't understand your concepts! Yeah.
Praise be to me, indeed.
Yeah, praise be to the dragon god.
He became humble quickly as fuck, didn't he?
Well, why wouldn't he be?
What's her name?
Zipporah.
I'm going to call her Z just for a sec. Just to save
myself. It's so hard to remember about Zipporah.
Just calling her Z just seems better.
ZZ. ZZ Top.
Ah, here we go.
Also, my favorite song in the movie.
Why? Can you explain to the audience why it's your favorite song in the movie?
It just shows how he grows to fit in with the rest of the people.
Ah, so this is a montage.
Oh, yeah.
Is this where he learns to become Jewish?
Yes.
To their customs and everything?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now since we're... The first experience I've ever had with any sort of Jewish custom, because I grew up very Christian, and I've never actually met a Jewish person in real life. I just never, ran into anybody who was proclaim themselves as Jewish. But the first time I ever like learned about anything Jewish-wise outside of just reading the Bible was the Rugrats, and they did the story on the Maccabees and where they Hanukkah, where they talked about Hanukkah. That was the first time I ever learned anything about Jewish culture.
He's getting a beard. His
Okay.
beard's getting more sassy.
He kind of looks like Tony Stark a little bit. He just wasted water right there. That's so
Hey man, you gotta
trademark.
bathe yourself somehow.
Trademark staff. Oh, is he helping giving a sheep give birth?
Yeah, he is.
Aww.
Bad motherfucker.
Now she's getting used to him.
The song also measures that it's not what you do or what you've done, it's what you do today.
Yeah. Which is a good something a lot of people should live by, you know?
Yes.
His beard's getting better.
Hey man, where'd all this fruit go? It's in my sleeves.
Yeah, even in his newest culture, he's still a troll.
Oh, sexy dance.
Again, just look at like animating wise, it's just wonderful.
And then he finally allows himself to be
That.
accepted into the group.
Yeah.
As
But
per the
isn't that what we
lyric just
all want?
says.
Isn't that what everybody wants, to be accepted by somebody? Whether
Yeah.
it's a big group or a small group, just that the feeling of I belong. Isn't that the great
Yeah.
mystery of life? We're getting philosophical off in this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And being
Hey,
crudish.
man. Get us married.
Oh, they're getting married. Yay. Wow, he
Well,
adapted to his new life, you know, pretty cool. You
in
know?
this short montage, that's the span of maybe a year.
Yeah.
Look at that giant beard, though.
Yeah. You want a beard like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I
this
want like
is.
ZZ
Look at
Top.
where the fire just sort of like. The fires of love. At least that's what I'm getting.
Symbolism.
Yeah. Please let nothing bad happen to Z. God help me. I
Also,
can't.
the rhythm of the song is just so catching.
Yeah, it's again, it's kind of. I kind of don't want to talk through this movie because, you know, the songs are so amazing.
Oh man, our honeymoon was so great. Oh yeah. See, she's already giving the moans
I think you should just be sleeping this. You need to put your pervertedness away.
don't know what you're talking about. The subtle shading is so good.
Yes, it is. Look at that.
Nothing does this in like modern cartoons or animation.
No, it's all either one or two colors with a little bit of anything. And any innovativeness comes from gimmicks versus this is just natural, beautiful art. Just look at that.
This is why I can't ever try and get into other cartoons people watch as adults, like Adventure Time
It
or
just.
anything
Because
else.
it's being cartoony versus this one, it's using cartoons as an art, as art, you know?
Yeah.
It's using the it's telling a story versus just trying to be goofy.
It's not even being goofy, it just seems like a lazy art style to me.
Yeah, versus like
Because it's like two dots for eyes
versus
and a
like
smiley face, maybe.
versus like here you can see all the details and not only the character models but the backgrounds and the shading and all the wonderful process that goes into it. Like, just look at this.
Oh shit.
Burning
What the
bush.
fuck is this?
Burning bush. Time to get high, people!
Why is it not red? How does this not work with fire? First thing you do is put your stick in it.
Fire not hot. Fire weird. Why did I think Moses? And this is the famous the
It's
burning
so
bush.
caveman like.
Well, I think that's also I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Ah, the voice of God, not the voice of Morgan Freeman. Moses, you must lead the people free.
But first, you must lead the penguins.
And this is actually this is the most Judeo Christian that the movie's gotten so far. You know, you're
Take your
actually.
shoes off. This is holy ground, you little shit.
Yeah. As I said earlier, God in the Old Testament, he's kind of an asshole. I like to call him 20-something-year-old God. Basically,
27.
Yes, angry, volatile, quick to judge, and just overall dick. And it's not until he has a kid where he's like, wait a minute.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. References.
Yeah, well, those are the, was it Isaac? Who's the
was
one
this
who's...
him remembering the voice, or is this God just
I think it's
telling
God,
him?
I think it's God telling him.
Okay.
The good Lord.
I've seen this for
I think
years.
This is Val Kilmer's voice.
Is it?
Sounds like him.
Leave that man alone. Oh, wow, it is Val Kilmer.
That is, Val Kilmer is God, confirmed.
Val Kilmer is also Moses.
Oh, so he's talking to himself.
Yep.
That always interests me whenever I recognize a voice actor and they're doing the character for the same scenes. Like, you're talking to yourself in the recording booth. That must get crazy after a while.
Oh, shit. Jeff Goldblum's in this movie.
Who's Jeff Goldblum?
He's Aaron, cowardly brother.
I didn't even see that. All right, well, we have to notice that. He didn't mention Chaos Theory, so I didn't recognize him. So this is
See, Moses, life finds a way.
So this is basically God. If you've read the Bible, God has chosen a number
and
of messengers.
And this God just shows his wrath.
Yeah.
By yelling at Moses.
Yeah. Again, like I said, this is 20-something God. He's kind of he is a dick. He does not take shit from anybody. You know.
Look, don't question me, you little shit. Just do what I say.
Witness at my awe. I mean, he uses his awe and majesty. I mean, also, I also want
to
bring this
and
up.
And then he goes back to showing himself as benevolent.
God brought down the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah because of all sexual deviations. Yeah. You know, and all perversion in his name. So, yeah, God was a prick.
But then look at the tranquility it's showing now afterwards.
He's growing, sure, but he's still a dick. Look, he wants to smite them. He wants to smite them. And it's like, it's weird because you hear that word and yet the scene is like all tranquil and beautiful and, you know, this isn't Jesus Christ where he tells people, love one another, you know? This is like, you're going to bring my wrath down on them.
This is before he gets the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, he cries that the violence is going to happen because if you know the future of the story,
oh yeah,
shit gets dark even more than it's been before. So,
oh, the godly staff of wood.
That's Alan Scott's one weakness.
Is that Scott's weakness?
That means Alan Scott would lose to Moses in a fight. Confirmed. Well,
I guess the only thing left to do is pee on this bush.
I'm pretty sure. You know what? In a realistic setting, if people... Hey, look. Okay, look. Listen, guys. I know it sounds crazy, but God talked to me in a burning bush. Everybody would call you crazy.
Yes.
Like, there would be no middle ground. Like, I've told people, and they've gotten mad at this, like, if Jesus was around today, and even back in the day, even back in then, you know, like, even through writings, people didn't believe him. Nobody would believe him now. Like, really? Really? You're this person.
It's even worse today because almost every other homeless person or crazy person says God talks to them.
Yeah. It's like nobody would believe you.
You should have seen it. It was on fire.
Are you sure you weren't high, Moses? I have the staff now. I'm level 25 mage. I leveled up so much. All that grinding finally paid off, Z. I told you.
I can cast fireball.
I can cast snake power.
Snake power.
Ah, so she's already down to him.
Right. Oh, wow. Patrick Stewart was in this movie, too.
Is he the Pharaoh?
Whoever Seti was.
I don't know who Seti was. No, that was the... Was that the old... Was
that
the...
That might have been the Pharaoh, actually.
No, I don't think it was the Pharaoh. Are you sure it wasn't the dad?
Maybe.
Him? Well,
maybe.
If he has another line of dialogue, I'll hear it, because Patrick Stewart has that voice.
Yeah.
Funny enough, Patrick Stewart's going to be in the X-Men movie, so we'll hear plenty of Patrick Stewart.
Wow, there is so much star power behind this movie.
You don't know. I didn't notice it.
Like, Val Kilmer, fucking Sandra Bullock is Miriam.
And I know Michelle Pfeiffer is supposed to be Z.
Steve Martin is Hotep, and Martin Short is a Hui.
I'm
the
guessing
two
this
guys.
is the two assholes that you hate.
Yeah.
So basically telling his wife, look, I know it sounds crazy, but I have to save the people.
I know it's crazy, but I'm kind of the Lord and Savior.
Well, he's not. He's just a messenger. He's not Jesus. He's just a he's just a prophet. That's an important distinction to make.
Oh, Mel Brooks.
Who's Mel Brooks in this movie?
Additional voices. Credited.
Oh, okay. Look at that. I want a picture. I want a poster of that. That. Oh, wow. There's actual marks on them. Jesus Christ. I can't look at this.
Look at it, Ben.
It's just so haunting to look at, man. Like, okay, I was watching Hunger Games Catching Fire, and there's a whipping scene, and they cut away from it. But when they cut back to it, he's all bloody on the back. There's something so visceral about a whipping or scourging, as it's called, I call it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can't look at it.
Stomping mud is so strenuous.
Well, I don't think they're stomping. Are they, is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that they're stomping mud, trying to mix hay, mud, and water together. That's how they make the bricks. Were you not paying attention to the beginning of the movie, Ben?
No, and then they have to lay the bricks. Also, I really love the instruments that they use for this. That's something we haven't talked about, is that, like, the musical choices, like the use of instruments. That they used instruments...
Who are these Jews?
This is slightly racist going on right there, how they're just peering them down like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not slightly racist. It is racist. Hey, look! It's me again. I haven't gone.
How you doing? I'm Pharaoh.
Ramesses? I thought it was Ramses.
Yeah, Ramses.
Brother!
Up here comes a Steve Martin and Martin Short. Steve Martin Short.
Brother!
Brother!
Liquid! And he's back to being Dude Bro Moses again.
Dude Bro. Hey, remember that time I made
a
water bag?
Wow. Yeah, I am, Ramses. I'm already picking at his culture. Jesus Christ.
And the people in the background is just like, what the fuck is our Pharaoh doing?
Yeah, that's Panic and Pain. Look at them. That's clearly Panic and Pain. Look, I'm using that line forever now. I am the morning and the evening star.
Oh, no.
I mean, when you're the ruler, you can do that. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, I mean, like, come on, if you're the ruler, you might as well.
What?
Okay.
Prince? I can't accept that.
Okay, look. Speaking that wisdom.
Right? Would you say Ramses was a more oppressive leader than his father?
I think so.
Because previously we didn't see all those marks on the back.
Yeah. Oh, and there he goes. The claim has been made.
What? What do you mean, commands?
Your god doesn't exist. I mean...
Are you fucking with me?
And this is important because back in this certain time period of life, most societies and most civilizations were not monolithic. I can't remember the exact word for it, but they had a pantheon of gods. Versus
yes.
You have
the
Moses,
one.
I mean, this is way before Moses, obviously, because the Jews were captured.
Yes.
But the idea of one singular powerful god, just one person, one entity. It's such a, like, back then, I'm pretty sure it was a strange, like, the fuck do you mean there's not a god of the river?
And now we got another favorite of mine.
Magic?
No, another favorite song of mine.
Is
for
this where
movie.
Ramses swings his dick and like, God, what God? I'm fucking Pharaoh, damn it. I apologize for my crude. No, I don't apologize for my crudeness. It's who I am. Walk like an Egyptian.
Also, this song just makes it all better now that I know it's
Sentence
Martin. Steve Martin Short singing it.
Oh.
And it just proclaims all of the Egyptian gods.
Yeah, it does. Who number them? I have, like, who the fuck are... I know Anubis.
I only know Anubis and Ra.
I also know Horus.
Oh, and Horus, yeah.
I know Set too as well, but I don't know what his deal is or its deal. And Ra
there are
is like
so
the
many.
yeah. Ra is the like number one though.
Because Sun God.
Yeah. He is the All Father.
Odin?
Well, yeah, technically for Egyptians, yeah. Magic! Sorry, guys.
What?
It's just mesmerized by all the art and the song.
Right.
Are they being complete out? Like they're taunting him, basically.
Yeah. Really.
And especially when we, you and I both know, and anybody else knows what's going to happen, this is basically calling out God. Like, God, my gods can kick your god's ass.
And then the symbolism in this scene alone.
Yeah. They're challenging the authority of the One, which is, you know, to some people, that's a huge deal. Then again, also for him to challenge the idea that there is only that it's not the fact that there is multiple gods or there's only one, is the fact that your gods are not real. My God is the only thing that is entity that is real. I mean, that's what it is.
Also, the choreography of these scenes is just so fun to watch.
Yes.
Oh God, we got snakes too.
Double snakes.
Hey, how you doing? We're snakes. You want a hug? We'll hug you. Give you a little peck on the cheek. You know, if you just beg to us right now, we'll let you be our slave.
Yeah.
We'll teach you the ways of our gods again if you want.
Yeah. Oh, damn. It just ate it, didn't it?
Yeah, it ate both of them at the same time.
It's like, it's very subtle because it happened so quickly that, you know, that the snakes conjured by the two magicians got their asses handed to them.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know? Back into a staff again. Smug
also
as fuck.
Also pretty seamless.
Yeah. Smug as fuck, am I, aren't I? Okay, dude, alright. Alright, let's stop fucking around. Hey, look, he doesn't have the ponytail anymore.
Yeah, he's finally grown up. He realized his fashion mistakes.
Who's the voice of Ramses, if you know what I'm asking? If you know that.
Ramses. Also, he built a bigger statue than his father.
Well, ego.
It's fuck you. Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, Ray Fiennes. Ray Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes? That's
Ralph
I know.
Fiennes?
Yeah, he was Voldemort in
yeah, he was.
Harry Potter. He's playing a villain. How odd.
Right. It's Fiennes. It just
yeah, there it is again.
Looks like it would read as Fiennes.
Yeah. Slaves, they don't matter.
Right? They're just not people. Why? What is this thing you're telling me? I don't understand.
Bro, you're back, but I'm gonna do some.
Yes.
You kind of feel like Moses kind of doesn't want to do it in a way because he still sees him as his brother.
Yeah.
He wants. I mean, obviously Moses wants to do it as peacefully as possible. Like, look, man.
Symbolism.
Yeah.
I'm disowning you now.
That's kind of fucked up. I mean, it is, but.
Oh my God, I gave this to you years ago.
It's kind of tragic to see this, you know, even more so than when Moses exiled himself. But,
also this short scene, you can see all the emotions he's going through.
Yes.
Well, I'm sick of this shit already.
Putting on my cool pharaoh hat now.
Bizees. Referencing the what his father yelled at him for. The weak link that he is.
Yeah.
Oh shit. You're a little spiteful, Ben.
Yeah, I am.
All right then.
And I mean, it's that is the power of leaders, you know.
And of course, old guy is
being mean,
being aggressive.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum's a bit of an asshole.
Oh, is that Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Aaron.
Some of like the lesser-known villagers kind of blend together, so it's kind of hard to pick out who they are.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're not on screen as much as like Moses or Ramses.
Look, Moses, why didn't you hear what I was trying to tell you?
About like, chaos?
Oh, find a way.
So here he admits it himself.
Look, Aaron, you're a little asshole. Get out of my face.
You know, it's interesting how, a couple years, like, depending on the timeline you're looking at, a couple years ago, he was just like, meh.
Meh.
No, he was fearing him, and now, because he's no longer in power, he's like, ah, fuck you, I can kick Moses' ass, sure. Chaos theory. And you can feel the shame. Like, just look at his facial expression. You can, and how, like, the animators have his body just, like, hunched, like, defeated. Like,
Are you talking about Moses or Aaron in the background there?
Moses specifically. Aaron, you know, just look at that. That anguish. That pain, right? He knows. Not only because he failed to free his people, but because he's made things even worse. But he knows he has to continue.
This was 1998.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
man! This is before like everything switched from hand drawn to full on CG. You know, for a long time there was a drought up until I think it was The Princess and the Frog, where you didn't get hand drawn cartoons anymore, in terms of like movies.
I have yet to see that movie too.
It's okay. It's not my favorite Disney princess movie, but it's okay.
You know what's crazy to think about too?
What?
In 3 years, this movie will be 20 years old.
Wow. I would definitely recommend this movie over the new movie that came out with Christian Bale.
Where he just plays Batman now for anything. And Batman.
Ramses, let my people go. Oh, is this
Ramses
is this one of the more iconic scenes in all of storytelling?
It could be.
Oh, God. This kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Also, Ramses hanging out with his child where he inherited the side ponytail.
Yeah. I think it's just the same character model.
Probably.
Yeah, just to like, I mean, it's lazy, but like, hey, you got other shit to worry about, so, you know, something had to be scoffed at a little bit.
No, don't do it.
Bring out the shivs.
Well, what am I going to do now?
That's his uncle. Oh, look at the clouds. You can already see the clouds moving in the background.
The Omen.
We're not recording that movie.
It's an omen, Ben.
Again, God's a vengeful prick.
Eh.
This is haunting. Holy crap.
How'd you feel if you just saw this shit going on in like a small pond?
I think I would throw up because of all the blood, and then I would freak out because of how like just how it's overcoming everything.
What?
And you realize what it is. I'm assuming this is supposed to be the blood of the innocents.
Yeah.
I think because...
Probably.
By the way, I came up with that just now because I never thought about that before. Because I always just assume it's just an intimidation thing, but now I realize, like, wait a minute, this is probably the same river he put the crocodiles in. Or not, he put the kids into for the crocodiles to be eaten. So this is probably their blood or any blood of the Egyptian people that have been over the centuries.
Well, shit. How we...
like the...
Well, then, that's how he did it. And that's how we do it.
Magic. But you can tell it's not the same property.
Yeah.
Like, clearly. But Pharaoh's clearly fooling himself if he thinks it is.
Also, Moses is standing in the one spot where it's not blood.
Because he is the pure one.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think if the other Jewish people were to stand in there, it would be the same thing? Or do you think it's a Moses-only thing?
Eh, probably Moses-only thing. Also, how is he pure when he also murdered a dude?
God absolved him of his sins. There you go. Simple.
All right. Fair enough. Plot hole? God did it. Aaron, it's true. You are Jeff Goldblum.
And our life will find a way. We should have never known he was Jeff Goldblum, but oh well, it makes for funnier commentary.
Of course, we got the encouraging speech. Or is it supposed to be encouraging?
I think it's supposed to be just like setting it's that, you know, religious speech. Like, look, your legs can be broken, your arms can be broken, your body can be broken, but your spirit can never be broken. The love of the Lord God can never be taken away. Nobody can take that away from
you. The perspective here.
Yeah. I mean, I've you know, having grown up, heard that speech all the time. Like, no matter how bad it gets, God loves you.
Bubbles? Bubbles? Oh, shit!
Is the water heating? No, frogs! Ew. Do you understand the symbol of the plague of frogs? Because I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Because, like, I know has to mean something.
We've got pestilence.
Oh, God. Isn't there, like, Flop. Death? No, famine. See, it's again...
This is pestilence and famine going on at the same time.
Oh, God. That's... See, again, God's a vengeful prick. I mean, like, Moses is the catalyst, but God's the one who's doing this.
Also, another great song.
Yeah.
Which is basically just a lead up to a previous one.
Yeah.
Because it's just a...
Question. Why didn't God do this earlier? You know? Just...
Fuck it.
Just saying, like, you've kind of... Like, he acknowledges that, like, hey, they've been kind of messing up my people. But only now, until you just showed up at this convenient time, can I kick ass.
Eh, you gotta give him a bit of warning. Gotta bring the messenger.
I mean,
give him a chance.
True. I mean, it's also true that Ramsey's own stubbornness is causing this to happen.
Yes. You
know, like, if he would have just let them go and not just called... He basically called his bluff. You know,
right.
And that failed.
I'm so sick, guy. Look at all these things on my back.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
We got selves. Flip the table. I'm out of here. I'm sick of this shit. Do your job. Oh, man. The rage in his eyes.
Yeah.
How do you like that, Ben? How do you like those people?
I mean, you know, like, it's odd because the Egyptian people, while you can say that...
Oh, the scene.
It's... It's a fighting poster right there.
Right.
I like the contrast of color scheme right here.
So good.
Yeah, it is. A lot of subtleness in it, but also it's not like too subtle where you don't understand what's going on.
There's that pseudo CGI again.
Yeah, looks a little awkward here though. I'm not
a little
gonna
bit.
Lie. Like it just didn't work properly. But it's one thing.
And then it was all enveloped in darkness.
That's terrifying. Like literally, it's like nothing. The light's not going away. It's just the palace itself is being. Ugh.
Well, I guess my job here is done. Maybe.
No, not yet. Unfortunately, he has one more horrible deed to do.
Oh, man.
Only in this ancient time could you walk up to... Well, I guess it's because of how the state of the palace.
Yeah.
That you could walk up to it now. I mean, granted, you know, what he was doing, what Ramses was doing was horrible, and the Egyptian people, you know, granted, they changed it, but, like, I don't think the Egyptian people should have suffered, you know? They weren't the ones enslaving him. It was the pharaoh.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's the same scene that we saw them together earlier.
Yeah. My wine tastes bitter because of your damn plagues. Come on, guy. All this shit's been going on. You don't think you can keep going like this?
Kind of find that hard to believe just because of what's been going on, you know?
Right. Oh, man, now I'm just going to reminisce. Hey, remember that time I made you throw water bags of punch at people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that's us in a nutshell.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, if you've always wanted to know what our relationship was like, in the most accurate sense of the way, because I've said that multiple times on several commentaries, this pretty much describes it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I just messed with Ben.
And I'm stubborn as fuck who refuses to let anything go.
And I'm the most forgiving kind of person you could ever be.
And this is really the last sort of connecting scene they have together where they're talking to each other as brothers.
Yeah.
You know, especially when, you know, the ultimate fan. Oh, here we go. Here comes the emotional bait.
It's so dark.
It's dark, Father.
Why is it dark? Why is there no light?
Hey, I'm your uncle. He's your uncle, kid. Relax.
Uh-oh. He's staring at the wall. Oh no.
Wow. And it switches like...
Come on.
Oh, paperclip.
What?
Just saying. We got a bit. Well, not for Moses, but for what the Hebrew state and what Christianity and some aspects of Christianity would become.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, just saying. It comes like now here it's pure intentional, but when you look at it in hindsight, it's like, well.
Come on, Ben. Here's your last chance.
When the Christians become in power, well, you guys don't exactly, you know, not build your empire back on the backs of slaves. You do.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
History
you
is people? Repeating itself.
Yeah.
Again.
GG, Moses, you fucked up again.
Oh no. But I'm a firstborn.
But he's okay. That symbolism actually right there, how the camera points to him.
Yeah.
You know, because... Oh boy.
Also, if you think about it, God is doing the exact same thing Ramses was thinking of doing, only
well, yeah,
on a more wider scale.
Well, yeah, it's... Karma's a bitch. I mean, that's what it is. You know, it's like, oh, you want to fuck with my people? How about
also,
this?
Also, this scene here is still kind of graphic because it's the blood of a lamb.
Well, I mean, that was it's their practices to sacrifice the goats or animals to the god by slitting their throat.
I mean, I know that was a thing, but it's still kind of haunting to see all that blood smeared up on the walls.
Yeah.
And the doors.
Yeah, exactly. Again, this is 20-something God. He's an asshole.
Look, I don't want to touch doors with blood on it. What do you think I am? Crazy?
That is some superstitious shit right there, though. Look, as long as we paint blood on the front of our doors, we're good. This is kind of haunting, though. The city is in darkness, and there's something coming. And this is actually Passover, I believe. That's what like starts the celebration of Passover.
Vortex time, motherfucker.
That actually looks like a fucking space warp.
Because, as we all know, Ben hates space. Look at that haunting light. Does it not also still kind of look like the same kind of light Moses saw? When he was with the burning bush?
A little bit, yeah. I think this was supposed to be.
Time to smite some motherfuckers. No, I don't want to touch that. It's gross. No blood? Pfft. You done fucked up.
Oh, boy.
Also, the way he just kills them is very subtle.
Yeah, it's just... No violent, it's just... Gone.
Watch this with subtitles, it's just breath escapes.
Yes, and it's terrifying, you know? Like that like.
And then kills the kid with the pot. Plop.
Like that hand, like that, like you don't need to show, like proving that not. It's like to me, I prefer a lot of show don't tell, you know.
Right.
I mean.
Oh. Quick, stab it with your spear.
And there, and it's killing all the firstborns, so
yes.
So basically, you're safe if you're second, which is horrible to say, but.
Oh, imagine you seeing that outside your window.
Oh, that's just like. Shit, you can't explain. That's all their life energy. I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
You can see the big deeper in the big dipper in the middle.
The big deeper.
Deeper.
It's the deeper.
Oh, and this is just look how somber this scene is. The one what? Light. And just how, like, there's no music. There's no nothing.
And then you remember after this scene, this kid's gonna become a mummy.
Yeah, oh, that's because that was the thing.
And the process of that is just so graphic.
Yeah, I mean, they never showed in the movie, but still.
Oh yeah. All right, I'm broken. You broke my spirit. Get out of my face. Get out of my kingdom.
I'm mad. If I was Moses, like if I was Ramses, I'm mad. I don't want you to fucking touch me.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened here. Don't touch me. You killed my kid. I don't want you in my life anymore. Just go. Also, you can see the face in the cloth, which is still very haunting. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Oh, and there's that rage again. And then Moses just loses it.
Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, granted, you know, this is what he wanted, but I don't, even then, I don't think he wanted himself to.
It's like nothing is worth this kind of
yeah,
amount of pain for anybody.
Again, you know, this is like, if I'm offending you because of this, so be it, but this is a point when, you know, God was written as an asshole. Like, there's like, you know, this isn't the. You know, love one another, or you know, all this and stuff. This guy's just took vengeance on the people of Egypt because his own people were not being freed.
Brought the fear of God into them.
And like this, like, would you even call this a victory? I wouldn't. You know, just from my perspective of things.
Well, war is never pretty. And Miriam is singing that motherly sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of. I mean, yeah, it's a victory for them because they get to go home, but at what cost?
See you, motherfuckers. See what happens when you don't pray? See what happens when you don't put lamb blood on your door? Oh, man. Would you call this a miracle?
No, it's not. Like, it's just looking up. Like, for them it is that they get to go home and this is their power of their God, but.
Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, they say that notion, you know, God works in strange ways. Like, this is effing strange. You know?
It's not strange, it's murder.
But then again, but you also have to look at from the other side of that. Moses did tell him, like, look, man, just let him go. And he pushed it. Even when things got horribly with the war, with the body disfiguration, the plague of frogs and locusts.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you had your chance, but just death just seems too effing much. Oh, look, even more symbolism with Anubis.
And now the chorus is building up.
Yeah.
And then you later find out that, hey, Moses, these people are getting a little out of hand. Here's some basic rules. One being, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
I know I did this, myself, but you gotta enforce this shit.
Yeah. Again, it's like, and I don't think the filmmakers are treating it as a victory, but I think because it feels very somber. Like even the lyrics are odd, but just like how the vocal tone of it is, it doesn't feel like they won. Like yeah, they got their freedom, but I don't know. I'm perplexed a little bit, you know. I mean, this is what happened in the Bible, so.
Old lady's getting a little tired there. Hey, who said you could stop?
You know, it's I think, and if I don't know the I think they actually walked the desert for like another, like
what was it, 20 years?
Yeah, which is like they, because they're going to like, I don't know if they know what they say in the movie, but they're going back to the Promised Land, which for the Jewish people, that's Jerusalem. That is where, Isaac, I believe. That is where they christened that is their land. That is the land of their chosen people. And if you actually look at the history of Jerusalem, the Jews get taken to slaves, like get taken over. There's periods of times where they are in charge, but their own greed and corruption screws them up. They get taken to Mesopotamia for a while, and then of course we all know what happens when the Romans take over. It's just like there's been no period of stability for the Jews. Like even here, like yeah, they're going home, but I think in another couple hundred years, they get King David and following that all happens, and then they get taken away to Mesopotamia, and then the Roman, and then when they come back, shortly another couple hundred years after, the Romans take over. It's just like no breaks, and then of course you know history falls from there.
Oh yeah. Hey, I finally accept you into the family.
Now,
life has found a way. Except now we have to spend another 20 years finding the way.
Yeah.
Zipporah just being a sassy over there. Yeah. Not sassy. Look at that water!
That's beautiful. Holy crap. That is the Red Sea, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is the By the way, if you want a live action of this, that's actually pretty good. It's on Netflix, too. And even if you're not, like, really into Christianity stuff, but there was a TV History Channel did a TV series called The Bible. And they did a really great job of basically showing like truncating the Moses story in a matter of short time.
Oh shit, Ramses is here. And he god, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? We're cornered. Moses, do something. The constant clouds that just appear out of nowhere.
Yes.
Oh shit, we got a fire tornado. How did that even happen? Look, I didn't say you could pass. God is also apparently Gandalf. What are you all looking at me for? What do you expect me to do? Oh, God, I have to save these people again. I'm so sick of saving you people.
Why does that firestorm in the background feel like we're in the middle of a JRPG?
Because the water effects again.
So beautiful. This is actually, you know the other Moses movie I'm forgetting about that we haven't mentioned at all?
The Ten Commandments?
Yes, starring, what's his name? John Heston?
Constantine?
Not John Constantine. Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston. I apologize for movie buster. Listen to this. This is actually the coolest miracle, you know? Like, from a visual standpoint, this shit is awesome.
And thus, the two walls.
This is like fucking level 50 water mage ability right here.
This is a great...
Oh my god, look at that!
Yeah, they did a great job with this scene.
Like I've seen, like, live-action movies sometimes can't even capture that magnificent beauty.
Right?
By the way, would you walk into that?
Yeah.
No. Hey, look, it's, Moses, I don't think this is going to stay open. I guess life will find another way.
Come on, guys. Life's going to find a way over here.
obviously, and like this is like because I don't think you can get around. I don't have a map of Egypt, of the Middle East, to look at this, but this is part of the parting of the Red Sea. You know what I wish they would have done?
Some seashells.
You know what I wish they would have done? Like, they would have shown, like, on the water. Because like, they do this in some, like, they would have shown, like, some of the sea life.
They do, actually.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Come on, carry the damn sheep with us. Ah, fuck, my wagon. No! It means so much.
Well, it has their food and supplies on there, so.
Yeah.
How long do you think they've been walking there? Because that stretch of sea is a... Oh, see? Oh, that is cool.
That's subtle, but it shows it.
That's a cool... Oh, is that a... What is that?
That's a whale.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
I would be too, kid! I would be too. But that's also like, you know, God's wonders, and you know, God created the universe, that whole fake shit.
Oh, yeah.
Created the world.
Bad. Look at that camel.
He is like, I'm high as fuck. I must be high to see what I'm seeing.
The fire tornado is drying out now.
That actually could be a real thing. Not necessarily out of the earth, but...
It came out of the clouds, dude.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know. You don't ever. Also, what happened to the sickles? Now they have just short swords.
Well, they've had short swords before, but I think the sickles look cooler.
Get them!
Maybe for chariot purposes they only have... Ow!
Damn. What did we learn?
Don't go rushing in the battle.
Yeah.
See, some of them have
follow them into the sea. Oh, shit. Okay, some of them are holding the sickles. Okay.
What?
Come on, we gotta get to the other side.
Literally the light at the end of the tunnel. God, they caught up fast. Holy crap.
Well, they're a bunch of well-kept dudes, except for that fat guy there.
There's always one.
Oh, shit.
That's horrifying. That is horrifying. Okay. Water is my personal enemy.
Especially when you realize they are at this point in the middle of the Red Sea.
And, I mean... Okay, Ramses lives here. I've seen other variations where Ramses gets eaten by a shark. Like, and one, the pressure would kill you. Like, all that water coming down on you, that sheer force.
Oh, yeah.
That would kill you.
Oh, God. What just happened?
I don't know.
What was this? You murderer.
Nope, wasn't me. It was God. God did it. God, Moses.
Nah, man. Wasn't me.
It's God.
Was it God?
You think they would... I guess they wouldn't feel remorse at all for their oppressors dying. I know I wouldn't, but still.
But Ben...
We won?
Sacred.
Did we won? Yeah, they won. Yeah, they didn't win because they would still be walking for another 20 minutes. I mean, 20 years.
It was a very delayed victory.
Yeah.
Also, a couple of soldiers made it.
Yeah. Yay, we made it. By the way, was Zia made it? I don't... Because I've never seen Z in any other mentions at all.
Sephora?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
can't remember? Also, no. I don't really watch much anything else religion-based. Yay! Now let's start walking.
Christopher Walken.
Get out.
Oh, really? Really? You're telling... Whatever.
That's how you know you messed up.
God, look at that serene water.
Oh, yeah.
At least it's not the Dead Sea.
It consumed many a victim to this day.
Yeah, it did.
And it's all your fault, Ben.
She be a cruel mistress.
Moses!
So his kingdom's pretty much dead, right?
It's yep. Gone. It's he was the wink link.
Yeah. That's foreshadowing complete. Bonus room.
Bonus round.
But what? I do like that Moses does feel somewhat sad by it.
Somewhat sad.
Well, I only say somewhat because, you know, he did what he wanted to do, but he did it reluctantly because it's still his brother.
Yeah. And now the happy music is back.
Yeah. The Jews have escaped slavery to only to serve their own kingdom, to follow their own greed and suspicion, and then fall into slavery again, and then come back and then fall into slavery again. It's a never-ending battle for these people. Seriously, if you want to look up a tragic people in terms of over like just how much consecutively it happens, just go read any book on Jewish history. It's so fucked up. It is so fucked up. They get their moment. And either through their own stupidity or just because the world decides
look at this scene. Look at the clouds. There's a pseudo CGI that just works.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, they kind of fast forward. This like the way that they depict it is like at this point they actually been walking for a good amount of years before they get those, from what I remember.
All right, guys, we gotta set some ground rules. Quit it. You gotta quit this shit. I'm sick of it. I only help those who help themselves, and this will help you do that.
Yeah. By the way, that image of him walking down by the sun almost made him Christ-like a little bit.
Almost Christ-like?
Well, I mean, just like the sun glowing and the like, just that hairstyle and the robe.
Yeah.
It just kind of made him Christ-like.
Oh, man, this is such a good movie.
But this is not the end of their story, though. Every movie ends it there, but doesn't really end there. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Final thoughts, Ben?
You go first, because you love this movie. You go first.
Well, the movie's so great because it holds up so well. It's timeless. The conflict between the brothers is so well done. The pseudo-CGI that happens in almost every other scene is, well, for the most part, pretty masterfully done. Even to people who don't even like the aspect of religion like myself, I could recommend this movie to anybody. What about you?
I think it's a really great movie. I think the songs are amazing, and the themes of brotherhood and that tragedy of... You know, seeing, like, even if you don't like religion and don't like the themes of this movie, the theme of seeing two brothers who were from different family, different backgrounds, come together, like, grow up to love one each other, and then just painfully come apart because of, you know, basically growing up, it's just so hard to watch, you know, through their own faults. And then, of course, we marveled at the visual, like I feel like more people should look at this and like, this is how you tell a story in animated form, you know, just right. look at this Marvel. Granted, does it take longer? Sure, but when the payoff is like this, oh my god,
oh yeah,
the potential is limitless. I'm listening to the end credits singing, and it's just like, and you know what, it doesn't really beat you over the head with religion, you know. Like some movies, like every line of, like some religious movies, like every line of dialogue is like, God is with us, my friends. We must not abandon God. Here it's very much, there is that notion, like, we must believe, there's miracles, you know, there's there. Of course, you can't ignore it, but it's very much about two men, two brothers, who unfortunately were on the opposite sides of history, you know? But it's a damn good movie, and I recommend that if you are interested, you definitely you're probably watching this with us, and I'm glad you took time to watch it with us. Thank you for listening to this. Final thoughts, Dragon, before I close it out?
I already have my final thoughts.
All right.
Great movie. Recommend to anybody.
Just to get everybody a quick update, then begins our next marathon, which is the X-Men movie, X-Men series of X-Men movies. So a long, another marathon. And after that, we're going to take some, after that, I can promise you we're going to take some breaks from marathons. If we do movies that are part of a larger whole, we'll split them into parts. We won't marathon them in a row. So that way, you every week get something different. So we're still new at this. We're still discovering this. So bear with us.
We're so new. We've already done like 14 movies at this point.
Hey, the fact that we've been weekly has been amazing. All right. But until then, until Hercules, thank you for listening and be good to your brother. Have a good day, everybody.
Blazies.